Okay, welcome everybody to the first Governance Committee meeting of the Pacifica National Board. Today is February 18th, 2010, and my name is Sean Casey O'Brien, and I'm convening this meeting, and I'm calling the meeting to order. And R. Paul, are you going to take roll for us?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay,
all right.
Sir.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Wesley Bethune.
Here.
Renee Bowser.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Gail Dixon.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiekert. Rufino Juarez.
Here.
Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Andrea Pritchett. Marcel Reed. I think some of these people were here.
Hello?
Okay, Andrea Pritchett?
Andrea Pritchett is here.
Okay.
Marcel Reed is here. Here.
Okay. Richard Uzzell?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Ted Weisgel? Okay. And actually, okay, R. Paul Martin is here. Vajra Kilgour? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 11. That's a quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. Folks, once again, everybody welcome. I look forward to working with all of you in 2010. The first order of business, really, is to elect a chair pro tem, and that is just a temporary chair for tonight only, and as I told you earlier, we will elect a permanent chair probably at our April meeting when we finalize our committees, which we do all throughout Pacifica. So
I'd like to nominate Sean Casey O'Brien as chair pro tem.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations?
Who made the nomination?
Aaron.
Are there any other nominations, folks? Going once, going twice, going three times, and I'm going to try to get us through everything tonight. Did we end up selecting a timekeeper, folks?
No, please.
Can one of my fine colleagues out there with a sweeping second hand keep time for us if we need it? Okay, perhaps your chair. I have something on my computer here.
I'll keep time.
Okay, is that you, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it. And let's see. So, okay, now the next thing we need to do is just approve the agenda. And does everybody have a copy of the agenda in front of them or at their disposal? I'm going to assume that silence is proof that we all have an agenda. Would anybody like to add, subtract, or substitute anything on this agenda?
I would. This is Gail from Washington.
Gail.
I would like to again add, just for, I think, for everyone's edification, the definition that we have come up with for governance.
Well, I think the best thing there, and I'd be happy to look it up for you later, is to go to our bylaws where it lays out exactly what each committee does, and that's what we have to operate off of in terms of our governance. And I don't have it in front of me right now, but maybe one of my esteemed colleagues who has a copy of bylaws could just turn to the section, and I don't have it off the top of my head.
I have it, John.
Okay, just read.
Well, it says Understanding Committee, Section 3, Paragraph B, a governance committee which shall regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities.
Okay. And I know that sounds kind of vague, but they give
sounds
us a
very
lot.
Vague.
They give us a,
I think
they give us a lot of latitude. Now, So I'm not sure if that is really an agenda item, because it's something that everybody needs to do a little research on. And then if you've got a better idea, if you want to put a motion on the agenda that would, or pardon me, an item on the agenda that would deal with that, that would be wonderful. But that is the definition we're just working under tonight. Now, I would like to suggest, and please feel free, folks, to chime in, too. I would like to suggest that we move a few things on the agenda, since we do have our chair here, and he sent over a very short...
Mr. Chair, this is Richard. Yeah. I would ask that when people make comments, to please, till at least until we get to know each other, to give their names, because I don't know who some folks are when they're saying stuff.
Absolutely, Richard. I totally agree, and I appreciate everybody doing that. I know it's hard sometimes to remember to say, hey, my name is. But what I'd like to do is move the last motion on our agenda up to the top. It's kind of a common sense one, and since George wrote it, and we have him here for the time being, let's use that wisely. And so I'd like to put, I'd like to move the last motion. Is it number five? Let me see. Number four? Yeah, number four, up to the top of the thing. And I'd like to move number three to the bottom, only because it's a long one and it involves the affiliate task force. And I would really like to talk to some of my friends on that deal with the affiliates and that are on that task force before we go further. So those are my two suggestions for the agenda. Can I have a second on that? I move we make those two changes. Or do I need a second?
You don't need a second.
We're in committee. We're in committee. We don't need a second. Is there any objections to making those moves on the in terms of the agenda?
What was the first one, Sean?
Yeah, I just wanted to take the last one on the agenda, the one that George just introduced a few weeks ago, dealing with candidates in public offices. It's real short and basically pretty common sense, but you can decide that on your own. But I'd like to move that to the top so George can speak to that, motivate the debate, and maybe we can get that at least done tonight. And then I'd like to move number three to the bottom. It's a very long item, and
Sean, can I recommend we do those one at a time instead of a combined
motion?
Okay,
I'm fine. Is there any objection to moving the last item on the agenda to the top of the agenda?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody has just split that. Could you tell me who just split that?
Oh, I'm sorry. That was Ken Aaron. Recommended that we split
divide
it.
Divide the question. Yeah, that's right. Divide it up. Is there any objection to moving the last motion to the top of the agenda?
Okay, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Okay, the motion I have, let me read the whole motion that we can see what we're splitting.
Okay.
I have the amendment is to move number four bylaw amendment to top of agenda and three bylaws amendment to regularize procedures for special meetings to bottom of the agenda.
No. Number three, I'm sorry, maybe I'm not reading the numbers right because I'm talking too fast here. It's the agenda with the task forces that I want to move, and which one is that? Maybe I gave you the wrong number.
It's numerical three, and the other one is Roman numeral three.
Oh, okay, I see why. I'm sorry, I
screwed you up.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry I screwed you up, but I probably did that to you. I apologize. Okay, so yeah.
That's why I would like to read them out loud like that.
Yeah. There you go, buddy. Good for you. So anyways, are there any objection to first moving the bottom to the top? Hearing none, I think we can do that. Is there any objection with moving the task force motion to the bottom of the agenda? Hearing none? You know, I'm going to assume that those changes can be made. And Does anybody else have any changes or additions that they
I have an addition. This is Renee Bowser from...
Hi, Renee. Go ahead.
I would ask that we place on the agenda the two motions that are to be voted on the 21st because, for one, I want to find out how a 50... For a lot of things in the bylaws, when you're removing people, it's two-thirds, and how... one of these motions on recalcitrant LSBs came up with 55%, and then also just some other information.
Well, you know what? You need to make that in the form of a motion, because I'm not clear what you're talking about.
I'd like to put items on the agenda, the items that are... There's a motion on recalcitrant LSBs from the Governance Committee, and there's also a motion non-recognition of a local station board.
Those are already on the PMB agenda. We can't do anything. If I'm understanding you correctly, Renee, those are on the PMB agenda, and I don't think we can do anything to change the PMB agenda. I guess you can make a motion for if you want to discuss a recommendation or something, but...
Whatever can get a discussion, because, for example, the non-recognition of a local station board, in the bylaws, everything is two-thirds when you're doing stuff like that. And so I'm just wondering whether, if there was some type of legal counsel on that, maybe that would suffice about what the general counsel thought, because I would think that these would have been...
Okay, what we're doing right now, Renee, what we're doing right now is putting together the agenda for this meeting.
Right.
So what I need from you...
On the agenda. That's why I'm raising it.
You have to make a motion.
You got to make a motion. You got to say, I move, bump, 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 because we got to help our secretary.
I move that the issue of explanation of the legality of the non-recognition of the local station board and the issue of what should be done for recalcitrant LSBs be placed on this agenda.
If this doesn't... This is Ken Aaron, point of information. If seconds aren't required, how do we determine whether or not to discuss the motion?
No. Well, she can make her motion. We would ask for objections. If there's an objection, we take a vote.
Okay.
And I'm a little bit confused by this, because this is all on the PNB thing. The PNB is going to deal with this. I think this is out of our hands, so I would call that motion out of order, okay? I'm going to call that motion out of order because it's already out of our hands. Governance has put it on the PNB. It's in their realm right now. We're going to have to see what they do. We can always come and bring it back at a later date. So I'm going to call that motion out of order for the time being.
Even constitution, I'm talking about bylaws issue.
I'm going to say it's not appropriate for us to handle that issue right now because it's being dealt with on the PMB level and it's already on there. They're already dealing with it. Okay, so it would be inappropriate for a subcommittee to go and try and deal with something that the superior committee is already dealing with. So I'm going to call that out of order, and you have the
general counsel. If he made a recommendation or opinion, do you have that? That I could get anybody
on
call to agenda, please.
We got to stick.
I want to make an objection here. We don't want to get into dialogue. We're trying to handle the agenda now, not discuss issues.
Thank you. Yeah, Renee, we can discuss that issue later. What we need to do right now to move this meeting on is approve the agenda, okay? And the motion has been ruled out of order, and you can appeal that and take it to a vote if you wish. But really, I tell you, that why don't we prove the agenda and get a few things done tonight just to get our feet wet, and because I am going to rule that out of order. It's not within this committee's purview right now. It's being dealt with on the PMB level, okay?
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Washington, and I'm finding this a bit heavy-handed. I don't understand why, whether it's gone to the PNB already or not, I would think that as a, quote, governance committee. If there is concern, it just doesn't seem quite fair to say completely we can't,
okay,
we
listen,
can't put that on
I
the
understand
agenda.
That, ladies, and sometimes
like
it doesn't seem fair. But you know what? I'm going to rule it out of order because we need to approve this agenda. And if there are any other changes or amendments, I'm happy to consider them. But I'd like, if there isn't, I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda. And believe me, the issues you're bringing up are very important and very serious. But right now, at this particular time, it's out of our hands, okay? Let's see what the PNB does, and then you can approve it. We are but a subcommittee of the PNB, okay? So I'm ruling that out of order. I know that sounds harsh. I apologize for that. And you are welcome to challenge it and take it to a vote if you wish. If not, that's fine, too. But outside of that, are there any other additions? This is the last call, folks. Additions, subtractions, amendments to the agenda.
Well, this is Marcel.
Richard.
Marcel did speak first. Marcel, yes, go ahead. And then Richard, I'll come right to you.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Maybe I need to refamiliarize myself with RRO and this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm simply asking. And I'll let it die after this. But I am asking, since our meeting to discuss this will be on the 21st and we'll have no opportunity to address it again, the difference in why one motion passes with two-thirds and the other passes with 55%.
Well, okay, now, you are going to have... I'm sorry, are you finished? You were breaking up a little bit there, Marcel. Are you finished? I don't mean to cut you off.
No, just one other thing. I think I was breaking up. I'm saying I don't understand the bylaws basis for that. If someone could explain it to me, because this is governance.
And you know what? This is a very good question that I would bring up on the debate on the 21st. And, you know, because right now I don't have those facts in front of me, and right now what I want to do is just approve an agenda, and that is an excellent question to bring up on the 21st, and I wouldn't want to give you a sloppy answer, okay?
This is Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Yeah,
and
I think
Richard was next, so I'm sorry. Richard, go ahead.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the agenda as amended.
Okay. Am I hearing any objection?
Well, I had a...
We already had that on
here.
You've been amending the motion to approve the... you made the motion to approve the agenda...
Right.
...minutes ago, and we've been amending that so far. So we don't need another motion. We can just go to voting on the motion.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And before we vote, Joe, if this is germane to the issue, please feel free to speak.
Well, actually, what I was going to do was challenge your ruling.
Oh, okay. That's very good. So you want to challenge my ruling that that this motion is out of order, correct?
Correct.
Okay, very good. And this is a debatable motion. I would say...
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Arpa.
I have a point of order in that I have what was... ruled out of order,
right.
And we should probably have that read out so that we all know what's ruled out of order and what we're arguing about.
Well, exactly, and that was going to be my first thing I was going to say.
Oh.
I still don't have, at least in my mind, and I apologize for this, what the motion was, and one of the reasons I ruled out of order is because I didn't quite understand it, and it is under the purview of the PNB, and when we do these debates, when you appeal the chair gets to speak first, which I just did, then everybody else gets to speak, and the chair gets one last time to rebut, and then we'll take a vote. I will ask.
Can we maybe restate then?
Yeah, believe me. So, Paul, I got it right. What we are, we have a motion to approve the agenda, but we're not dealing with that. We're dealing with my appeal first. Have I got my order straight?
Yes, we do this appeal.
Okay, very good.
And then we move on to whatever else is next.
All right, very good.
Can I read what I have?
Yes, read what you have, please, Paul.
The amendment that was... that we're talking about is, that I, the way I have it is, that the issue of explanation of legality of non-recognition of LSBs and what should be done about recalcitrant LSBs be put on the agenda.
Okay, and, you know, that is the motion. And now I'm going, we're going to open this up to debate. Can I get everybody to hold to about 1 minute on what they think of challenging the chair? Is that agreeable to everybody?
Yeah.
Does anybody object?
Yeah,
I've already
Joe.
Spoken. And who wants to speak next, please?
This is Joe.
Joe, please, feel free. You're the challenger.
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, while your overall point is well taken that, you know, this motion has already been discussed on this committee and moved forward to the PNB, I don't think it's that dissonant with the request to have a discussion during this committee, which may or may not inform the discussion on the PNB on Sunday. So in other
okay.
words, I don't think there's that much in conflict, although your point is well taken. I don't see any reason why we couldn't at least discuss the issue a little more if we have time.
All right. Thank you, Joseph. Does anybody else want to speak to the issue?
It's Ken Aaron at KPFK. I'm opposed to the motion of adding that item to the agenda because I look with disfavor about discussions without a motion attached to it. In other words, if somebody has homework and they say we should go to the beach, let's talk about it, that's fine. But to have a discussion in a committee this size about what do you think we should do this afternoon is too nebulous. And also, this is an issue which I'm sure at least half of the people on the current committee are not that familiar with. So we don't have, personally have the background to discuss it. And it, to me, it's just going to waste time and eat up time. We do have things on the agenda which I have researched and I am prepared to discuss and vote on. And this is a new issue, new territory, it's new business to me, and it's old business, it's already been handled by this committee and moved forward to the PNB, so I don't see why we would put it on the agenda.
All right.
This is Gail.
Hi, Gail. Yes, please, go ahead, Gail.
I would think just the opposite, that because this is a new governance committee, I think it says something that most people aren't familiar with it, number one, if that is true. And because it is, in actuality, a very important issue, that we should have some discussion, and we should send an opinion to the PND as we sit on this committee now.
Okay.
Richard,
please go ahead. Richard, go ahead.
I think that we may not completely spend our time wisely, but I think. I don't see any reason not to put this on the agenda. If it goes on the agenda, it's at the bottom of the agenda. And
right.
We only have 22 minutes, and we may not even get our shoes tied by then.
All right, very good. Can we call the question and take a vote? And if the chair is overruled, he won't feel too bad. Okay. And all right, can we just take a vote, R. Paul? I think you're handling the duties tonight.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
And the chair.
Excuse me, Sean.
Yes.
This is Gail again. In regard to those last remarks, Renee, had you asked to have this moved up on the agenda?
Well, I think it was very important because it's going to be finally voted on by the PNB on the 21st. And the reason why I raised it is because when they talk about removal in the bylaws, it's always two-thirds. And also, I just had a question about the legality of the motions, and I was trying to get some information.
Richard, I'm planning on voting for adding the.
Sure,
I'm planning on voting for adding it, but as I understood, it was a motion to add, and usually when you add it at the bottom.
Correct.
Court of order, Mr. Chair.
What I was saying was.
Hold on, folks. You got to be recognized to speak, and I think was that you first, R. Paul, and I will come back to you, folks. I really will, and I hope I remember everybody's name properly.
My point of order is that we're voting on an appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Right.
So a debate of the motion is not in order at this point.
Exactly.
The
merits of the underlying motion are not what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with the appeal of the chair's ruling, folks. Thank you very much. So can we quickly go to a vote and settle this question one way or the other?
How would the vote be for, what would be a yay?
If you vote yes, you vote to uphold the chair's ruling. Vote no, you vote to overturn the chair.
Okay.
All right. Paul, call away.
Okay, now this is unfortunately not in alphabetical order. Sorry about that. So, Sean Casey O'Brien.
Do I have a vote on this one, or okay, well, I'm going to uphold the chair then, yes.
Kathy Davis. Marcel Reed.
No.
Joe Wanzala.
No.
Richard Uzzell.
No.
Wesley Bethune.
No.
Ted Weisgel. Andrea Pritchett.
No.
Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Is he on?
Are you hearing me?
What was that?
This is Andrea. Am I audible?
Yeah, I counted you as a no.
Okay, thank you.
Brian Edwards Tiekert. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. Rufino Juarez?
No.
Renee Bowser?
No.
Gail Dixon?
No.
R. Paul Martin abstain. Vadra Kilgour?
No.
Oh, okay. Vadra Kilgour is here. Let me put you into membership.
Hi, Vadra.
Hello.
Okay. Gosh, I lost track. All right. I have one, two. Wrong thing. Sorry, folks. All right. Two yes. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. No. And. Is it two abstentions? Wait. Okay, Kilgour, what was your vote?
My vote was no.
You were a no. So that's nine, no, and a single abstention.
Okay, very good. Mr. Secretary, put it at the bottom of the agenda. And do I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Richard.
Okay. Do I have any objection to the... agenda as amended being approved. Pardon me.
This is Joe. Did we assign times for each item, or are we just?
No, we didn't. But now that we have the, I guess before we approve the,
Point of order.
Why don't we? Yeah, go ahead, R. Paul.
I'm sorry, but did we just? I know we just did the appeal of the ruling of the chair.
Yeah.
But did we? But the ruling of the chair was that the motion was out of order.
Right.
Now, did we just vote to approve the amendment?
No, I believed, and if I'm wrong, folks, I apologize, but I believe she was overruling the ruling of the chair. Therefore, what Renee wanted on should go on the agenda. Because I ruled that it shouldn't be on the agenda, and it got appealed. So that's what's my understanding, if I'm confused.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
What actually happens is you said it was, you ruled that the amendment was out of order, and therefore it couldn't be considered. However, the committee has determined that it can be considered, which means that in order to be added to the agenda, the amendment must be passed.
It's a two-prong attack. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I'm saying that the next thing that would be required is that we vote on the amendment.
Ah, okay, very good. Yes, okay.
You know, pass without objection or whatever. But
so, okay, is there any objection to adding Renee's amendment to the agenda? Hearing none, Mr. Secretary, and thank you for keeping me in line. Let us put that at the bottom of the agenda. Now, did we formally have a motion? It's already been moved, correct, to approve the agenda, so I don't have to ask for it again, correct? I believe?
Yes.
All right, very good. Is there any objection to approving the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the agenda is approved, and now I got to go back and get it. It just flashed off my screen. Here we go. And
point of order, Mr. Chair. Yes. Do we adjourn this meeting in 15 minutes? Is that correct?
We adjourn. Yeah. Let me see. Let me look at the time. 7 o'clock. Yes, we have 15 minutes. So what I would suggest, folks, is we stick to plan and let George. We've moved his amendment up. It's a pretty simple, common sense one. Maybe we can get something done in 15 minutes if we give George 2 minutes to motivate the amendment. Is that suitable with the body? Anybody object? Okay, I'm glad to hear it. George, would you like to motivate?
Yeah, I would.
I'm sorry it took so long, sir. Go ahead.
The bylaws as they stand say that no one who is a candidate for public office or actually has been elected to public office or been appointed to public office can be a delegate, can't even be on an LSB. So people who, such as myself, for instance, who are candidates or I wanted to be a candidate, and also one of the people from PFW, and I apologize for the difficulty of his first name, I think it's Cremori. He thought that, well, you have to actually get elected to be to bring the bylaws into play. It doesn't seem to me to make sense. The intention of the bylaws was to not have people on the governing bodies of the stations who had some clout in the political structure of the system, but for people like myself who are running with no real expectation of actually becoming elected, we're running for other reasons, and I suspect, maybe, I don't know whether that was true of Cremori, independents, third-party folks, it seems onerous to require that they would something which is part of their political practice and not be allowed and have to force them to choose between being on the Pacifica board or actually to be a candidate. So the replacement essentially says you have to be elected to something or appointed to something. Just being a candidate doesn't make you ineligible to serve on the board.
Right. And, George, why don't you read the motion, or I can read it, whatever is easy. I don't know if you got it in front of you.
I'll read it.
Okay.
The replacement is, a delegate shall be deemed to have resigned the position of delegate if she becomes, I'm sorry, that's not the replacement, that's the original. A delegate shall be deemed to have resigned the position of delegate if she or he attains public office or accepts political appointment during his or her term as delegate. This restriction shall not apply to civil service employment by government agencies. And what it's replacing says, a delegate shall be deemed to have resigned the position of delegate if she becomes a candidate for public office or accepts political appointments, etc. So it strikes out that you can still be on the board if you're a candidate.
Can I ask a question?
Please, go ahead, Renee.
In the federal government, there are people who are their supervisors and they're in accepted service. Is that considered a political appointment?
Yeah, it has been.
I have a point of information, George.
Go ahead.
Let's say a guy wins an election in November, but he's not going to be appointed until January. Could he continue to sit on the board?
Well, it's an interesting question. I think the way it's worded, as soon as you win the election, you're off the board.
Okay.
That's my only caveat.
It attains public office, so that happens when you win the election, not necessarily when you're seated. So,
Right. Do we have, is there a general counsel's opinion on what constitutes a political appointment?
You know what,
I mean,
Renee?
If you're appointed to a voluntary board that that is supposed to come up with a report, because I know, like, the District of Columbia has voluntary, you don't get any money, you don't, you just sit on, I used to be on the D.C. Commission on Human Rights, was totally volunteer, even when you sat on a hearing.
I can answer that, actually. We had a case at KPFT where one of our members was actually the LSP chair, was sitting on a board which put on completely voluntary board, but it was appointed position, which put on music shows in the park. And it was decided at that time by the PNB, actually. I'm not exactly sure, but it was decided at that time that was, in fact, conflict with the bylaws, and she, in fact, resigned the position in order to stay on the LSP.
So, as you can see, folks, our bylaws have some need for work, because this is Sean, by the way. Before I speak, I should ask, does anybody else want to speak to this, please?
This is Gail.
A point of information, Richard.
Hello? Gail, then I'll come to you, Gail. Point of information always supersedes requests.
Real quickly, Sean, we can't hear you very well. You moved off somewhere. My point of information is, this is intended as a bylaws change. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would somebody explain to everybody what a bylaws change goes through to happen? This is not going to be approved tonight.
Well, this is just a recommendation. This would be a recommendation. And, George, why don't you tell our new members what a bylaws change is?
We recommend to the PNB that it put this in the bylaws amendment process, which requires that the PNB approve it to be sent out to the five LSPs and that three of the five LSPs approve it. So this is just the beginning of the process, but there are other ways to begin it. But the governance committee has sort of took it on last year to begin refining the bylaws, begin looking for things that don't make so much sense, and putting forward motions to change them.
Right. Anybody else want to speak to this?
Arpal?
Hello. Ms. Dixon, I skipped you. Ms. Dixon, I'm going to come to you, and Arpal, then I'm going to come right back to you, buddy. I apologize. Ms. Dixon, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to make sure the question was asked, I think, by Renee about the difference between being an appointed person as opposed to a duly elected person. Is that... I'm not sure I understand how that works with this suggested amendment.
Well,
there's no change in that.
Go ahead, George. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It doesn't speak to that. It leaves in that you can't be on the board if you're appointed. I didn't change that. The only thing that was changed is
becoming a candidate.
You have to resign as soon as you apply for candidacy.
And this is Sean, and I would just like to say, as a person who has run as an underdog in political campaigns and hasn't achieved political office, that I think to be kept off the board just because I decided to do my civic duty and run for office is rather appalling. And I agree with George's change here that one should attain public office before you have to step off the board, not just be kicked off the board because you happen to be interested in politics and want to go through the political process.
I have one other comment. So as someone who was elected to the D.C. Board of Ed, once elected, I would have had to come off the LSB.
Correct.
And you're proposing that be changed so that even if, though I won, I could remain on the LSB.
No. Not at all.
I need a little more explanation.
Okay, no, what George is trying to say is that just because you become a candidate for the Board of Education, you don't have to leave the board, which is what our bylaws say now. Before you have to leave the board, you'd have to become a member of the Board of Education. Merely running for office doesn't disqualify you from serving on the PNB or the LSB.
And,
okay.
But once one attains that office, you do have to come off.
Yes, and that is the same as it is now. Well, it's not the same as it is now, but if you attain political office or you are appointed, you're kicked off anyways. All George is doing is saying merely running as a candidate doesn't disqualify you from service on the LSB or the PNB. Have I got that right, George?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And
Vajra,
folks,
this is Vajra.
Vajra, go ahead.
Am I on the stack?
Is there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Arpal. You know, Vajra, Arpal's been very patient. Arpal, go ahead, and Vajra, I'll come right back to you, and then I hope we can get a vote before the top of the
hour. I would
like
to get on the stack, too. This is Wesley.
Okay, Wesley, I got you. You, Arpal, Vajra, and Wesley.
Okay. One, yes, in terms of history, the vote about the person who was at the theater group came through this committee, and we debated that for months before we got to it. And PNB then agreed with it. And the thing is, this is a very big change, and I don't see it as a great thing to give us 15 minutes and whip this out so fast, because we just don't have the time to consider this very large change in the bylaws. My initial take, and again, I could probably be argued off this, but my initial take is that if someone becomes a political candidate, they're already in a place in the process where they're going to have a conflict, possibly, because, you know, the Pacifica bylaws, basically, my understanding of the bylaws was to keep people from who are sort of in the government in some degree from having an influence on the Pacifica Foundation. And I think that if you're a candidate, you're in that already. Once you become a candidate, I think you're in it. That's why I think it says if you become a candidate. So
okay.
I have to say I would really need more more time to think about this and hear a lot more argument about it, a lot more argument about
okay,
it.
Okay, now we've got only a few minutes, Vajra.
Okay, let me go.
Yeah, Vajra?
Yeah, I was actually wondering if anybody had gotten any kind of a legal opinion about this, whether or not the bylaw arises from anything having to do with California state law, or whether it's just the kind of argument that Arpal was just making about undue influence on the foundation. I think it bears going kind of slow on.
Okay, very good. And last but not least, my good friend and colleague, Wesley, go ahead.
Yes, I want to speak in contrary to this motion. We did have a PNB representative who is involved in statewide elections. And the year that the PNB passed a motion saying to pursue Al Jazeera as a news source, this person quit because he thought it would hurt his
political chances.
Yes, and so that's where money comes involved in conflicts of interest. And I know that you and George are very, I don't doubt your efficacy at all. But
thank
I
you.
Have to speak to it, I have to vote against it because of the conflict of interest that was by people who aren't as scrupulous as you gentlemen.
Okay, and listen guys, we're down to our last minute here. Perhaps because I can see people want to talk about this more and have a few more concerns, all genuine I think. Do I have a motion to table this to next month? Can I have a motion to table?
Motion to table it for next month. This is Rufina with KPFK.
Yeah. Thank you, Rufina. And do I have any objection to tabling the motion till next month's meeting?
John, if you move to postpone it, till next month. You don't have to put it back on the agenda. Otherwise, you have to get a motion to put it, take it off the table.
Take it off the table. Okay, then, Rafina, with your indulgence, I'd like to change it to a motion to postpone to next month's meeting. And it's just a technical thing, but George is right. We don't have to go through some rigmarole next month. Is that all right with you, Rafina?
That's
the body?
Right. Motion to postpone. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, is there any objection to a motion to postpone this this issue till next month? Hearing none, folks, I would call for adjournment, a motion, but we don't need one. We have arrived at our cutoff time, and I want to thank you all for a tough start. And yes?
Are we going to schedule a makeup hour for the hourly cost?
Yeah, you know what, folks? We should take 1 minute, and I know we're over schedule. We should take a minute and just try to figure out when our next meeting is. And I hope, this is what happens a lot, folks. We rarely make it to the end of our agenda. So and now we lost this hour in between. Hopefully we'll be able to make that up down the road. Whether it will be the next meeting, I'm not sure. But can I have some suggestions on when we should meet again in March? Don't all rush.
And it's the third Thursday of the month.
Third Thursday of the month. Okay, let me pull up my calendar and just see when that is. Third Thursday of March is that the 18th? Am I right in that? March 18th?
Yep.
Okay. How does that work for everybody? Does anybody have a big conflict on the third Thursday of the month?
No.
Hearing none, folks, we will notice you, and it's been a real pleasure working with you, and I'm sorry for the rough start. We'll try to do better next time, and this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.
Everybody needs to send their contact information to Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, Richard. Yes, send your contact information to me, and we'll get everybody hooked up. Thank you.